Romans 8:32. Santa or stingy. Many people think or feel that God is like a stingy old man. They think that he is waiting for us to sin and will punish us for every mistake. Others think that God is more like Santa Claus, who is always happy and will give us whatever we want. Is God more like a stingy and angry old man, or more like Santa? Neither is really an accurate picture of who God is, but if we had to choose, the correct answer would be Santa. We really need to grasp the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the love of God, and the giving heart of our Father, God. Our make-believe Santa only gives trinkets and gifts once a year. Romans 8:32 says that along with his Son, God freely gives us all things. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, freely give us all things? There are a few meditation questions listed together. How do we know that God is not stingy? How does he continue to give Jesus to us? And what does all things mean? God already gave Jesus as a sacrifice for our sins. There is no greater love than this. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Romans 5, verse 8 explains that God demonstrated his love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The sacrifice of Jesus is the eternal proof of God's absolute and unconditional love for us. I heard someone explain the love of God through an imagined story about heaven. Imagine that in heaven, an angel gives us a tour of the universe. We are transported to a galaxy made entirely of gold, then to one made of diamonds. The angel then comments, God can easily create galaxies made of gold or diamonds, but they cost him nothing. When he redeemed mankind from sin, he paid the most costly price possible by giving his Son to die for the sins of the world. This is how we know that God is not stingy. The Father not only gave Jesus as a sacrifice to forgive our sins, but also gives us his life. 1 John 4:9 states, "This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him." Jesus is the bread of life. He said in John 6:57, "The one who feeds on me will live because of me." Paul said in Galatians 2:20, "It is no longer I, but Christ lives in me." Everything in God's plan for us is dependent on receiving the indwelling life of Christ. Jesus came not only to forgive our sins, but also to live in us by his Spirit. God is not stingy. He wants to give us his life. Salvation includes receiving both forgiveness of sin, for our sins, and receiving the life of Jesus through his Spirit. Following Christ is impossible apart from the indwelling life of the Spirit of God. God is not stingy about giving us forgiveness, and he is not stingy about giving us the life of his Son. Some people believe that their sins are forgiven, but somehow think that God will not freely give them the life of Jesus through his Spirit. But nothing could be farther from the truth. Jesus made it clear in Matthew 7:7-11, that the Father gives good gifts to his children. He said, "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?" This is the heart of our Father. Jesus taught us to ask the Father aggressively because we know his heart. He is a good father. In Luke's gospel, when Jesus gave the same teaching, he said, "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Nevertheless, some people feel that God will give the Spirit to others, but not to themselves. One translation of Romans 8:32 says that God will graciously give us all things. Everything that he gives us is by grace. He gives freely, not because we have earned it, but because of his heart of love and mercy. If you are one who doubts that God will bless you with the life of Jesus through his Spirit, today is the day to change your thinking. Jesus came so that we can live by his indwelling life. Believe it and receive it. It says in Ephesians 1, verse 3, that he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ. All spiritual blessings include what we have been studying in Romans: forgiveness, righteousness, eternal life, sonship, freedom from the law, freedom from condemnation, and the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we subconsciously think that God is stingy or angry with us. We doubt his love and doubt that he really desires to bless us. This is wrong. He has forgiven our sins and made us his sons and daughters. He is on our side. He desires to continually give us the life of his Son and to bless us with all things. What is Jesus saying to me through this verse? This is what I wrote. I felt Jesus was saying to me, "I want you to understand and live in my love and grace. Don't doubt me. I will give you my life freely and continually. I came not just to save you from sin, but to give you my life and to live in you by my Spirit." Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that you gave your Son Jesus for me and for all people because of your great love. Forgive me for doubting your love sometimes. I believe that you will give me the life of Jesus today and every day. Thank you for blessing me with all things in addition to the indwelling life of Christ. In Christ's name, amen.